I'd like to, we won't do a door prize because I need Ed to go to our Constitution and Bylaws Chair, Mr. Roger Peterson, for his report. Roger.
Hello. Yeah, Gabe told me that he wouldn't be here today and asked me to give a brief update. We had a meeting on Friday afternoon, which was attended by Gabe and David Jackson and Jeff Tom and me. And we discussed future plans for the resolution for the Constitution Bylaws Committee to tighten up the verbiage in the Constitution and bylaws relating to the relationship between chapters and affiliates on the one hand and the California Council of the Blind on the other, specifically regarding fiscal matters and reporting for those chapters and affiliates who use a CCB's tax exemption, 501c3 tax exemption. And we, Jeff said that he would, in the process of working with the auditors, make sure that he gets from them, you know, what they would like to, what language they would like to see to have everything all legal and above board. We, that was the primary thing that we talked about. But I guess it also kind of merged into the idea of, well, of, you know, the whole question of the relationship between members and board and affiliates and chapters and so on. And we're still planning to rewrite the two articles in the Constitution that refer to chapters and statewide affiliates so that it's clear that everything applies to both kinds of organizations. And that's basically what happened, I think. And we also decided to perhaps have some telephone conference meetings during the year to keep up with some of these things and look through some of the language and so on. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. I was just going to ask if there is a motion to accept the Constitution and Bylaws report.
Well, I'll move to accept if I can then
yes,
ask a question.
Yes, part of the discussion, yes. We have a second. Now we'll open it up for discussion.
For at least 20 years, Roger, we've had this goal of collecting chapter and affiliate constitutions and bylaws in the office for reference. And I know efforts along those lines have been kind of slowed, but given the changes in the laws governing not-for-profits and some of the other complexities, I would not only urge the Constitution and Bylaws Committee to renew its efforts along those lines, but to also reach out to our chapters and affiliates. I suspect that we have more than one affiliate with a constitution that hasn't been updated in a decade or two or three. So that's just a friendly suggestion for the Constitution and Bylaws Committee, because we certainly know that between conventions you don't have a whole lot to do. So thank you.
Thank you. And actually, this past year, I think, Lena, it was this past year, we did receive a hard copy constitution, and I scanned it and did the conversion. And so now that chapter has that chapter does have an electronic copy of their constitution, and they stated they're going to be working on updating it. I'm hoping that we'll put some type of an amendment within the constitution stating that that's one of the things that we as the office must have, is the most current copy of the constitution. And I think that the Constitution Bylaws Committee, I think there's a member or two that has a technical expertise. If someone has a hard copy only, that should definitely be something that, you know, we convert into electronic copy as well. So, unless it's in handwriting. Is that Vita? Vita Zavali? Thank you. We're in discussion of...
Mike is coming.
I'm not sure this is constitution related, so you'll have to let me know. Is there a process for getting charters for affiliates that no longer have a charter? They've been chartered years ago and been passed from hand to hand to hand. Is there some way to get the charters reissued? That's my question.
Thank you. And it's kind of related, but not. But Gene did want to. Oh, you didn't. Okay, I heard Jeff. Yeah, we're wanting to do that, and so the board is definitely going to need to take that up, because I know not all chapters have their charters anymore, and the office, frankly, needs a copy of each charter as well. And I'm told by Ed that the office does not have original copies of charters, so... That's something we'll be working on this year as well. Gene?
Okay, thank you. Is it on?
Yeah, it's on.
Okay, it's in my mouth. You know, the one thing I think might also help us too is in creating a brand new charter, not that you're going to be rechartered, but just to get you the copy you're requesting. If that back in your records, hopefully you actually have the date that you did receive the charter and the location, that kind of information would help. I know, for instance, the ACB Capital Chapter, it's existed before 1934, and we do not have any records of it. I'm assuming, and Mitch might have a better idea than this one, when the merger took place, that those chapters that were part of the Associated Blind of California may have been issued another charter as a result of that to be officially part of the California Council of the Blind. But changeover in our administrations internally, that wasn't something that some of our leaders during the years shared or transferred over to the people that followed them. So I know the ACB Capital Chapter very much would like to have that charter. So and you know, we don't know the actually original date that our chapter existed, but became in existence before 1934. Thank you.
And I'll give it over to Peter in just a second. One of the things Foster Brown, one of our life members, shared a wonderful idea. And with this discussion of the charter, I think we'll carry it over. And I wish to, I'll be speaking to the board about it. But I really believe, and Foster, thank you for the inspiration. I don't know if you're here, but you definitely are CCB as well. All of us are, and thank you for that. I want us to look into purchasing so that we can issue these updated charters and updated life member certificates. I understand from artists, thank you for telling me directly that you did not receive your life member certificate, because I want every life, cell phone. I want every life member. Foster might be calling in. Maybe we are streaming virtually. I want us to look into doing a one-time investment of getting a gold seal for CCB that says, you know, it has our logo and when we were established, et cetera, et cetera. They look sharp. It shows our pride in CCB, and we can use that gold seal on life member certificates, reissuing new charters and things like that. So that's something that we're definitely going to look into, and that goes with the reissuing of the charters. So again, Foster, thank you for your inspiration, and artists, thank you as well. Peter.
As part of the Constitution regarding chapters and affiliates, it is my hope that the Constitution Committee, along with the Board of Directors, look at basically having each chapter and statewide affiliate have their own 501c3 status. We also need, and we will be, it's very important that we look into this seriously. With the changes in nonprofit organizations and the scrutiny of the IRS, the Franchise Tax Board, and other federal and state authorities, I think it's going to become mandatory that each chapter and statewide affiliate have their own 501c3. So I want to get this as part of the discussion regarding changes to the Constitution as it relates to chapter and statewide affiliates. Thank you.
Thank you. Gene has called for the question. Remember, folks, our next board meeting teleconference call will be an open call, and I hope that all the rest of ours will continue to be open. This discussion isn't over, okay? So, and all of you who wish to be in on this discussion will be able to do so. And Gene has called for the question. So all those in favor, please signify by saying aye of adopting the Constitution Report.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, Roger, for reporting on behalf of Gabe, our chair.